I saw a video trending on social media, and a lot of the captions of the video said that it was a Jew being assaulted by a pro-Hamas group that was having one of their marches, one of their rallies in Skokie, Illinois, which is traditionally a very, very, very Jewish neighborhood. In fact, some of my favorite restaurants are in Skokie, Illinois, including that place Ken's Diner, which is actually one of the places saved by Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports during COVID. One of those, that restaurant's right there. And I saw this video, and it says a Jew was being assaulted by this Hamas protester group. It turns out it wasn't a Jew. It was somebody who was escorting Jews to safety from this crowd. It was somebody from our friends over at Turning Point USA. In fact, it was one of their field representatives. His name is Peter Christos, and he joins us now on the KVI studio line. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can you walk me through what happened that day? What were you doing there? What was going on?
Yeah, so thanks again for having me. So there is a pro-Israel event being put on in Skokie, Illinois, which I don't know if many of the listeners know, is a very historically Jewish town, a lot of Jewish history. A lot of Holocaust survivors moved to Skokie after the Holocaust. But there was a pro-Israel event that was being hosted indoors at a venue. And the same day, there was a pro Palestine, or whatever you would like to call it, happening in downtown Chicago. I attended the pro-Israel event with the intentions of, you know, it would be very peaceful, it was going to be a calm day. And after I originally checked into the event, went through security, and I realized that my coworker was in town from California. So I reached out to him and said, hey, you know, there's this great pro-Israel event being put on. Members of all faiths are here. You should definitely come. It's going to be a great event. So he decided that he was going to come, and he parked at the Mariano's, which we'll touch on in a second. And when I went to go meet him, there was roadblocks by police, there were barricades, and there was a pro-Palestine protest that was happening. We thought the safest route, because of the roadblocks and pro-Palestine protesters being everywhere, would be to go straight to the police barricades to go to the pro-Israel event that was behind it. So we walked. We did not instigate. We did not say a single thing because we were outnumbered 2 to about 250. So we didn't say anything to these protesters that were protesting the pro-Israel event. We made our way to the police barricade and said that we were here for the pro-Israel event, and we were denied entry twice by this barricade. At this point, everyone that was protesting the pro-Israel event already saw that we were pro-Israel. So they began whispering to each other, looking back at us, heckling. So we began to, like, pretty much walk really fast in the opposite direction. And as we were walking down, we started getting followed by, I would say, about 70 to 100 of these protesters coming up in our faces, screaming at us, calling us horrible names that I will not even repeat on air, and began kicking my coworker. We walked about another 20 feet, and I noticed an Orthodox Jewish couple that were walking straight towards this protest against the Israeli event. So I went up to the Orthodox Jewish couple, and I kind of was like, hey, are you with the pro-Israel event? And they were like, yeah. So I said, okay, just come with us. Right when that happened, the group of protesters grew, and they got into our faces. The screaming got worse. We were in front of this old lady's face, screaming at her husband, calling these Orthodox Jewish couple Nazis, just to put things in perspective. The mob grew, you know, larger and angrier. And I got separated from my coworker, so I was stuck with this elderly couple. And the next thing that I remembered was I was punched in the back of the head, pushed into these really thorny bushes, and was repeatedly punched in the back, kicked in the head, and hit with a flagpole. And just to put something else in mind, my coworker parked by this Mariano's. And like I touched on earlier, this is a very historically Jewish town. This Mariano's, it has a lot of kosher, a lot of kosher food,
sure,
for a lot of these Orthodox Jews that live in this community.
I know it well. I've been there before. I know exactly the place you're talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of these Jews were going in and out. They weren't even there for, you know, the pro-Israel event. They were just going about their day shopping with their little kids and elderly people. They were being heckled by these protesters, being called horrible names, being screamed at. Just because they were shopping and they were Jews. Now, after getting attacked, this police officer got me up and kind of escorted me about 20 feet up the road. And that's kind of when the entire protest charged at us. More police cars had to pull up. And, you know, we were behind about four cops and people were coming at us. And all I could think of was, I hope that elderly couple is okay and that we need to get the hell out of here as fast as we can.
Peter, I'm listening to your story. I'm listening at how difficult it is for you to talk because you're still recovering from what happened to you. The video I saw is absolutely vicious. I just want to make one thing clear to the audience for a second. They assumed you were Jewish when they did this to you, right? They didn't know whether you were Jewish. You weren't. They just saw you going to the Israeli side and they figured you're with them. And then this happened to you, right?
Yes. You know what? I was just about to touch on that. I was not wearing, you know, there are people wearing IDF, you know, to support the IDF. They're wearing IDF shirts. You know, people who were attending the pro-Israel event were in pro-Israel colors, pro-Israel shirts. I didn't have a single pro-Israel shirt or sign or IDF t-shirt or hoodie on. They came and attacked us because we were attending the pro-Israel event. And the violence started when we got to the Orthodox Jewish couple.
So have the police told you they're going to be arresting anybody? Did they arrest anybody at the time? I mean, this thing is widely caught on camera. So the question is, did they arrest anybody? Are they going to arrest anybody? Are you going to press charges?
I do believe that there have been arrests made, but I don't believe everyone involved has been arrested. At this time, you know, I'm unsure what the next steps are going to be. And I think there's going to be a lot of consideration and, you know, seeing what the best options would be to move forward.
So we're talking with Peter Christos. He's a field representative for Turning Point USA. He was violently assaulted because a bunch of people attending a pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian rally to protest a pro-Israel rally decided he was Jewish or a supporter of Israel and then decided to beat the hell out of him. And he's been to the doctor. I'm not going to go through all the medical things that he's got going on. We discussed that off air. But it was a vicious, vicious assault. Why? Because he supported the Jewish state because they thought he was Jewish. This is what we are seeing across the country. Peter, let me give you a little strength, tell you something. There's a term us Jews have. We call it a righteous Gentile. There was a woman who was very much like a grandmother to me who was saved in the Holocaust by a family who took her and her sister in as house cleaners. They took her and her sister in and they saved them, kept them safe throughout the war. That's how they survived. I went to a dinner. I was a little kid at the time. I went to a dinner honoring the people who saved her, and they were in their 80s or 90s at the time, honoring them as righteous Gentiles for defending the Jewish race. That's what you are. That's what you are because you went to help this Jewish couple, and look what happened to you. Has this deepened your resolve? Has it loosened your resolve? Has it changed any way you feel about everything that's going on?
You know, as a Christian, we hear about anti-Semitism all the time, and it's something, it's always been in like the back of my mind, like, yes, there's people who are anti-Semitic, but, you know, like, I'm not a Jew. I've never experienced this. It's always just kind of been something at the back of my mind. But seeing what's happening around the world, seeing what's happening on these college campuses of Jews being attacked on college campuses, Jewish students being threatened, seeing these Jewish shoppers at Mariano's being heckled, it was like, holy crap. This is so much more prevalent than I could ever see. And I would never understand, and I will never truly understand how it feels to be a Jew. But it was a very big shock to me. And there's pretty much nothing more I can say to kind of grasp how I felt that day and the stuff that I saw.
Peter, God bless you. As we say in my world, refuah shalema, which means a complete and speedy recovery. I'll be praying for you. I know a lot of our listeners, whether they're Jewish or not, will be praying for you. And I got to say, I'm impressed that somebody so young did something so brave. I'm sorry for what happened to you, but you can hold your head up high knowing that you're on the side of life and freedom, and that there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people around the world who have your back in this, in the fight for what's right. Peter, God bless you, and thank you for joining us today.
God bless. Thanks for having me.
We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.